In the name of Jesus, we approach thee, seeking thy blessing upon us as we are gathered together here, a small group of thy children. And we pray that as you watch us and observe us thus gathered together, in the name of thy dear Son, that thou wilt provide the promised blessing to us as we listen to thy word spoken and as we talk about you and your promises and your love for all of us. And we thank thee for the providences that have brought us together. And we thank thee for the work of the Vancouver class that has made such bountiful provision for not only our spiritual benefit, but for our temporal benefit, and pray that thou bless them in their efforts to gather us together in this manner so that we may be benefited and learn how to grow in the likeness of thy dear Son. We ask thy forgiveness for our many shortcomings, knowing that we are far from perfect, and ask that thou wilt at this time especially bless our brother Olchoe as he ministers to us, that his heart may be refreshed as he encourages us to continue on faithful in this walk that we have chosen. And we remember those who could not be here, that thou bless them according to their needs, not necessarily to their wants, but to their needs, and that thou grant unto us thy Holy Spirit that we might be able to be rightly exercised in all experiences of life. Forgive us once again our many shortcomings. May thy kingdom come soon, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Brother David. Brother Olchoe has chosen for his title, The Last Days. You'll notice on your program, Brother Kaminsky was slated also to be on this program, but he couldn't make it, so Brother Olchoe will have the program to himself. Brother Olchoe.
Thank you. Dear brethren, we are thankful to our Heavenly Father that we have again privilege to be today with you. And as brother mentioned, it was a time for Brother Kaminsky who couldn't make it on this date. He will come to Winnipeg on 31st of May, and we believe that he will have a chance to be in Vancouver maybe by the end of June. We're not sure yet how it will be. So I am taking his place. Our topic today is last days, as it was announced. The time in which we are living now is strange times. People who know history are aware that we live in very strange time. There was no time like that before. From one side, it is wonderful time because we have a great scientific, mechanical advantages, progress in many fields in our life. And as a result of that, we have many conveniences. Electricity, car, plane, radio, television, lately computers. But on the other hand, more evil things, more murders, more wars, revolution, confusion, famine, great divisions, protesting, and so on. It is because we live in the last days. What Bible tells us about last days? First of all, Bible tells us the story of mankind from the beginning, from Adam, that because of disobedience, he fell under God's condemnation of death. And because of that, as was explained already beautifully by the resurrection before this discourse and death by brother, it tells us, Bible, what was the result of sin that God destroyed before flood, hybrid race in flood, and that Noah and his family was saved, and from him human race started again. So even God rejected Adam, condemned him and his posterity to death, nevertheless, he still had communication with some people who manifested faith and loyalty to him. Such were Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Moses, David, and many others. Thus, it testifies that God has some concerning about mankind. He had some plan. And gradually, he started to reveal that plan in his promises. These promises were not clear to them at the beginning and later more explained, but still it was vague. But nevertheless, they believed in these promises as they were for them for great encouragement. And I am using the same text brother used in Hebrew 11:13. They were persuaded of them and they embraced them and confessed that they were stronger. They've been, those promises was like something shining star which lit them. And they show obedience and loyalty. Many of them suffer because they believe and proclamation of God's word. Apostle Paul tells us that about them whom the word was not worthy, but they pleased God. Hebrew 11:38. Some of those men were great God's prophets, like Moses, David, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, and so on. God had used them not only to admonish the people, kings, and priests, but under the influence of Holy Spirit, under influence of His power, great power. He used them to prophesy, to write what will happen in future, how God's plan will unravel, step by steps. So they prophesize. Many prophecies are about first Israel and of how about his captivity, about his dispersion and gathering. They prophesy about Messiah. They prophesy about kingdom and many other features of God's plan of salvation. Those prophets prophesied also about last days or time, the end, and our Lord and apostle were telling about that too. According to the Bible description of the last day, we can see that last days could be divided to two parts, and each one is marked by different events, some different, and has its specific work, each event, each part. We believe that we live now in the last days, and it is transition period. In this time, one age is ending and the other is starting. That's important. What age is ending? Evil age or evil world. Apostle Paul calls that evil world. Galatians 1:4, he said about Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God. In Matthew 4:8-9, is recorded that Satan proposed to Jesus the kingdom of this world. He said, He wanted him to cooperate, to worship him. And he said, I'll give you all those kingdoms. What this indicate? That indicate that he had the power of those kingdoms. Not that God gave him especially, but he usurped. And God permitted. God permitted for a while. His wisdom permitted, as we know, permitted evil, and many things connected with that. Because his plan, we should remember, his plan is for eternity, for future. So the basis for the future have to be strong. And that basis, he foresaw permission of evil to know what is sin, what the result, what is disobedient to God, what will bring that. As Brother David said yesterday, foundation of his throne is justice. He can change. But we have to understand deeply what it means, and only deeply by permission of evil. So God permitted Satan to have kingdom. He said, I have a kingdom. And he said to Christ, cooperate. But Christ said, it is written, you shall worship only God. We know that this Satan kingdom has to be removed. As Jesus said, who will remove? He will remove. And he said, for that cause, he came to that world. And for that cause, he suffered, he died, and he was resurrected, as brother very beautifully stated today about resurrection. The scripture tells us very clearly that every evil will be destroyed, and it will happen when Christ's kingdom will be established on earth, in which Christ will be a king. 1 Corinthians 15:26. So what prophets are telling us about the last days? Daniel 12:1 tells us such word. Daniel 12:1. And in that day shall Michael stand up, the great prince which stand for the children of the people, of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was before there was nation, even to the same time, and that shall never be. So he's telling us about Michael. Michael will stand up for the people. The Michael means strong as a God. That title is another title, as Pastor Ross explained. It is one of the titles of Christ. It is Christ. It indicates, it shows his second presence. For the children of thy people, and there shall be time of trouble. Michael, as we said, means that. Obviously, no one can see him during his second presence, as he is a great spiritual being, as angel, much higher than angel. He clearly said in John 14:18, yet a little and while, and the world see me no more, as he was in a flesh, no more. Of course, in this text, we present sometimes to Trinitarian and so on, those who believe that Christ will come, they will see him, but the eyes really are blinded and they can grasp it. But it is good text to show them. That prophecy applies to Jesus, his own word confirmed that when answering the question, what shall be the sign of thy coming or presence and the end of the world? And Christ said, so he told them that there will be wars, pestilence, famine, and the time of trouble as never before. Exactly, he using the same word. So we know this indicates that Michael represent him. And war, he said war. It started, we know, 1914, it started Great War, which supposed to end all war, no more supposed to be. And after that they said it will be before war. It's quite strange. They said that people are coming to understanding that they will have no war. They didn't want to believe it. What was prediction? Pastor Russell and the other, but we'll come to that. They said, now we will have a prosperity because people understand more and more. But it didn't happen that way. War, first war, changed the face of the earth. After first war in Europe was influenza, that famine, that pestilence, which kill more than war kill. Rather, many in United States don't know what was in Europe. Even brethren, I was surprised. Some say that there is no trouble, there is still no trouble. What Europe came, went through, not every country, but almost all country, not every country in the same degree, they came through terrible times, especially Russia, and in Germany too. German and France maybe less. The last was England. But Germany, Austria, and especially Russia, terrible. So after this was influenza, Christ foresaw it. I told you about that. In the prophecy, the same, Daniel 12:4, we read that another important thing. 12:4. But though Daniel shut up the word and sealed the book, even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. That is one of the prophecy, very important. In the second half of 18th century, there lived in France, two prominent men, Rousseau and Voltaire. They both contributed greatly to the eruption of French Revolution in 1789. This year, they will celebrate 200 years in France Revolution. But both died a few years before. Rousseau, he was a great man. He had respect for Bible, especially for Jesus Christ. But Voltaire not. Voltaire was agnostic, rather. And everybody, I guess, know when English scientist Newton, according to those words, he said, increase of knowledge, what it will be. He said, oh, it will come time that people will travel 50 miles an hour. And that man said, oh, it's foolish, a foolish old man. 50 miles, you know, now, what is 50 miles? And we believe in near future, all such scientists will be ashamed. And brother used that text, the same Daniel, that many will rise for shame. Such people who left the Bible, so they will be ashamed, of course, for time, as Pastor Russell explained this, for time as long as they will, if they won't correct themselves, stubborn, of course, that shame will be forever, but they won't live. So, increase of knowledge in our time is main reason of many changes which are taking place in all aspects of human life. It has a good and bad result, of course. It has some bad, we know about pollution, people kill, so. But we believe as a whole, as a good result, because it is a blessing in due time. And Pastor Russell said, I don't have it right now what place, the quote, but remember, and I said, it said, it speed up, knowledge speeds up demolition and removal of Satan empire, and we see it now. We see it is. But it can work for good men, goodness of people. It does now already. But we imagine if every invention, everything will be used for improvement of human life. You know, that's people, worldly people say we can create paradise. Worldly people say that. So we don't wonder it will be. We see from that side only that it's possible. First impulse of knowledge, we will go aside a little bit to give some outline. First impulse of knowledge and spreading of that knowledge came from Bible and the other source too, we'll mention. But mainly from the Bible, it is the source of noble idea, equality among people, respect for man, equality for women, abolishing of slavery, so on and so on. Source is the Bible. Apostle Paul said, God created mankind from one blood. One. As we mentioned before, I guess, people, royal people said that they have a better blood. They have a kind of blue blood. But it was shown that the royalty die faster or something. They had some kind of disease, but the common people didn't have it. That was the better blood. But they said. In 16th century, we know Luther made translation of the Bible to German language after Tyndale, Wycliffe, and even some sooner give to English people Bible and the other. But what we mentioned, want to mention yet, before that time, when Turk conquered empire of Byzantine, what it was? It was the other part of Christianity. I guess brother mentioned about that, because it was division between Rome and Constantine. They argue and so on. But in 1456, Turk and Mongol and the other, they conquered that Byzantine Empire, it fell. And they conquered Constantinople. And then many learned people from that empire escaped to West Europe, bringing the books of knowledge of Greek classic literature. And it contributed to the period in history, maybe brother heard, they call it the Renaissance or humanitarian period. Humanity. Why? Because in that time, people, up to that time, in dark ages, teaching of Christianity, it was, we can say, none, without sense. They call it scholastic teachers. It fell after, slowly. In that scholastic teaching, you know what they argue sometimes? Because they believe that what is soul? How big is soul? They've been arguing, monk and so on. Some said on the pin of needle could be million. The other said no, must be 10 million. And then argue. That was the reasoning, brethren. That's why it was dark ages. And those people, worldly people, who came from Greek, they contribute to abolish that, because they reason. Greek people have been good reasoning people. We know Apostle Paul, why he knew Greek philosophy, Greek language, I believe liturgy at that time. He was one of the men who used his logic, and we believe that God chose him specially because he used logic, sound mind, we can say. Some say sound mind is similar. In every scripture, he said, "Is this is that, that is that." In all his scripture, we see that. Apostle, Jew, how he tried to convince you about Christ, about Melchizedek, about the other thing. If this and this, nobody has that ability to reason as Apostle Paul. Of course, by the help, we know, not by himself, but by help of Holy Spirit. But God chose him. God prepared him, as he said himself, before he was, when he was even in the womb of his mother. Preparation. God worked that way, preparing. So, slowly but surely, people came to understanding that they were greatly exploited because they live in feudal system, and feudal system it was such that on one side, king, lords, and the other aristocracy had the power. King was on the top. On the other side, pope, cardinals, bishops, and the other people perished. So, and they joined. In photodrama, maybe brethren remember, they in one place that they joined that session, and on one side this and this. That was the Christendom. That was the Babylon. And they oppressed people and kept people in darkness. But slowly, slowly, those influences by Bible and Greek people, I have to give them credit in that respect, but it was God's providence, contributed to slowly abolish, slowly people. And it, we know, in by the end of 18th century, French Revolution broke up. It was a great event in history, French Revolution. Brethren knows. It was for gleam or foreshadow of that which will happen after on great scale on world. And it is happening yet, brethren. It is happening yet of war all over. People rebelled here and there and there and there. They want freedom. They want different living, democracy, they said, and so on. It was still happening. It is proper to mention that with the feudal system, religious leaders were closely associated with secular leaders. But after revolution, we know what happened too. Napoleon, great man, worldly history classify him as one of the greatest, of three greatest. First, it was Alexander the Great, then Caesar, and then Napoleon. They have those greatest warrior, and he was a great man in that respect. Yeah, but another, he did important thing, as I think, brethren, all know, that he abolished, he took the power of papacy. Papacy, what kind of power they had? They had that right to put crown on the head of every king, and usually the king went and they wanted that he will approve. In that way, he was the highest authority. And like in that Roman Holy Empire, he crowned kings. We remember before one king in Barbarossa from Germany, he did something what Pope didn't like it, and he went and he regret, and he stayed outside few days on a knee to beg pardon. And eventually he got pardon, and he put the Pope put crown. So it just show how great power they had. And Napoleon abolished that because it came time When Pope wanted to put crown on his head, he took crown and put on his head himself, shoving, and then he put one Pope in a prison and he died there. So he really, it was the time of end. But it was slowly. So influence of French Revolution and breaking Pope power had a great impact on the people in 19th century. We know at the beginning of that century there was established few Bible society, and they Bible went all through. In that century, new ideologies sprang up, like communist ideology, socialism, nihilism, anarchism. In that time, in time when Pastor Ross lived and started his work, this idea developed more, and already they've been tried to introduce them. Some, of course, they've been tried to introduce in French Revolution, but it was not time. French Revolution fell down, but impact of that revolution was great. So when Pastor Rossell saw it, it helped him, and he understood them. It helped him to understand the prophecy pertaining to the last days. Brother, when he wrote in fourth volume and the other places, it was prophecy. Of course, he thought that it will be finished, that prophecy will be fulfilled in 14 and right after 14. That he didn't foresaw exactly. But even before 14, he said that we hardly, how it will be, think how it all can happen. Because he thought that there will be war, revolution, and anarchy very close, and establishing of Christ's kingdom. He thought that. And that's why some enemy now against that, they telling what happened and so on, what kind of. But that aspect he didn't, but the other he foresaw very clearly. And in that time when he started to write about this, other people said, they laughed at him. They said it will never happen. What, he's doomed, something. He's telling, but it exactly happened when he had that mind. Of course, we believe that man who was dedicated to God, he was, as we believe, he was special tools of God. He was that servant who Christ put it in that place to give food in due time. He was, and he understood this, and that's why he wrote about this, that will be struggle between capitalism and so, and eventually will abolish, people will abolish. And he said more thing. He said that socialism and communism actually lead to anarchy, because they still were not able to establish proper kingdom that will satisfy people. And how true it is, how true we see up to now. We'll say that yet later. He understood what Christ meant if he said, Christ, that every kingdom divided in itself can stand. This applies mainly to Satan's empire. Now, last day prophecy. 2 Timothy. We will just say about some, because we have many prophecy about that. Some, 2 Timothy 3:1, Apostle Paul said like that. 3:1-4. These know also that in the last day, perilous time shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasted, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parent, without natural affection, truth breaker, false accuser, incontinent, fierce, despiser of those that are good, and so on. And we can say how true it is especially from 1914. But it getting worse then. After 1914, it wasn't yet. Because worldly people, brothers say, and some brothers say not, that 1914 marked the beginning of new era, worldly people say. Those who know history can attest that. New era. And that's exactly what happened. Because the Gentile time ended. And something else started. So what started? As we mentioned, Apostle Russell thought that very soon and so in kingdom. But demolishing of that order, it's up to now. And this what is cause maybe for some to discouragement and to changing the teaching and so on. Because they say it didn't happen. About time, tuck, yes, it went longer. But about the events, characteristic of events, brethren, it exactly happened and happening further. James, Apostle James 5:1-3, he's telling about the rich, that rich will be in trouble, rich people. And already it happened greatly in Europe, especially in the Second World. It especially, brethren, happened in the First World too. It happened in Russia when the revolution was. They hunted for rich people. Brethren, know that they killed Tsar, his family, some escape, and the other, and many aristocracy, and nothing saved them. Money and so on, nothing saved them. That revolution. And Second War, it happened, unfortunately, we can say, many Jewish people. They've been rich, nothing saved them. They've been destroyed. It was time. God permitted. God permitted on everything. We might mention yet that later. But this partly happened. We believe that it will happen yet. After war, it is revolution. It is preparation to war. For example, Joel, Prophet Joel said that, and we will read Joel 3:9. It says, proclaim ye this among the Gentile, prepare war, wake up the mighty men, let all the men of war draw near, let them come up, beat your plowshare into sword and your pruning hook into spears, let the weak say, I am strong. Prepare the war. Let weak say, I am strong. What it showed, that weak will arm himself too. And this didn't fulfillment of this prophecy wasn't so much before Second War. It was to some extent, we would say. But after, we see those poor nation which have a help sometimes. What they want to do first, to have a modern armor, modern tank, plane, and so on. Let people start. And that is case all over. It's still now. Prepare for the last battle. That's important prophecy. Apostle Peter said about that too. But the one prophecy which is important too, Psalm 46, and we will read it. Psalm 46 is like that. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear through the earth, though the earth be removed, and though the mountain be carried into the midst of the sea, though the water thereof roar, and be troubled, though the mountain shake with the swelling thereof. So we believe it is a good description of present time. Here we see the earth to be removed, mountain carried into the midst of the sea, and water roars and are troubled. Here, brethren, we realize that these things do not happen in time of David and can happen literally. David spoke as being moved by Spirit of God. Like many other prophets, he didn't understand even what he was writing. He had some idea. He knew that it is from God, it has to be written. He was moved. It will have its fulfillment, but what, he didn't know. Nonetheless, these things were written for our admonition and instruction, in whose days are applicable. It is now especially. The great bulk of divine prophecy was dark and mysterious to both Jew and Gentile, until Christ and his apostle, under direct influence of Holy Spirit, gave us key to unlock this hidden meaning. Along this line, we read in Colossians 1:25-27, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generation, but now is manifest to his saint, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of his mystery among Gentiles. So, this mystery was never designed to be understood under God's due time should come, and then only by the consecrated of in Christ Jesus, by chosen people, no other. These will give their consecrated time and labor and patience, though it applying in applying the keys to understand that, to unlock, and these alone will receive the rich reward they meet in due time. In viewing this scriptural panorama that the prophet David afforded us in the use of symbol, we find that earth is symbol, signifies human society. The sea signifies unrestrained masses of mankind, not submissive to either religion or civil power, and it only happened after, in French Revolution it started, but after it started to develop. Now we see it, that they, people, are not influenced. Many, they don't want to listen to civil power, they don't want to listen to religious. Now, in order for us to get the idea of the interpretation, let us read verse 1-3 using the interpretation already. It will be changed, but it will be read in that way how we understand it prophesies. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the present organization of society will be dissolved. That's what is going now. Though the kingdom of earth be overthrown and swallowed by the revolution, we see it. It's now from 14, of the people who will refuse to be longer ruled by them. That happened. Can we picture a mountain being carried in the midst of the sea? Literally, no. Likewise, we can see this symbol event in our spiritual vision as being the cries and demand of the masses, and their very demands and the fervence of their violent revolutionary spirit. It tears down the kingdom of the earth. Brother Russell, in a reprint, page 689, comments on this symbolic picture. He said, this revolutionary spirit has not yet reached its climax, when he wrote that early reprint. Brother, no, it was 1884, I guess. This, he said, the earth is not yet removed, nor are the mountains yet carried into the midst of the sea. So will it be with the kingdom of earth when overthrown by the turbulent masses of discontent people who are now mastering their host and disseminating their revolution principle under names now universally accepted and recognized as communist, socialist, and so on. The waters of the sea, the discontent people roar and are troubled. In his time, he saw it. That is dissatisfaction. We hear the roaring of the troubled waters from every quarter of the globe. And truly, the mountain kingdom shake with the swelling. Brethren, 100 years ago, and he wrote that, Pastor Russell saw this revolutionary idea and predicted outcome of them. What do we see today? Because Brother Russell, in his day, saw that word communist socialists were only idea. They didn't have a country. It was idea. But Brother Russell died before existence of socialist and communist government, which started after 14. Now, over the third of world nation are communists or socialists. And the other two-thirds almost inclusively support socialistic pro-labor idea. What is good? They have many good points. Let us briefly look into the world history of our Lord's return since 1974. First, the First World War in 1914, which marked the end of the Gentile, 2,520 years from 1606 to 1914. Brother knows the date. It destroyed 1,300 year existence of church government in Europe. Church government in Europe. When the smoke of the great work finally cleared up of the political stage in Europe in 18, the church system was not existent. Second, in 1917, the Russian Revolution, didn't have a precedent to some extent in French Revolution, virtually swallowed up the age-long church, state, religion, and nation of Tsarist Russia. No, the Tsar said he's the head. It was different because they didn't have a connection with the Pope. Pope said he's the head, but in Russia, Tsar said he's the head of the church. And Russian Revolution swept it out. Simply because of the cry and demand of the Bolsheviks for equality against the tyranny and the cruel Tsarist government. In 1949, the age-long existence of the imperial dynasty in China, which forced people to worship even cows and various heathen gods, was crushed by the communist revolution, and which now forms the largest nation in the world, China. Can we not all clearly see how the Lord, since 1914, is truly judging the nation with iron rod, is dashing them to pieces as potter vessel. Hitler's 1,000 year, he said he will have 1,000 year, and he made lots of damage, but it lasted only a few years. That he thought 1,000 year it will last. That's not that time. Britain, the nation of whom the sun never set, and who in the pre-1930 days ruled the sea, it has where it is today. She had have lots of trouble and no more colony. She lived, the colony supported England. Small island that was ruling the sea in many nations, and it fell away. And can we forget all of the many wars and revolutions since World War II, such as Korea, Vietnam, Ireland, Italy, Greece, Czechoslovakia, Iran, and so on, and now South America? Oh. Truly, dear brethren, we can clearly see the Lord's great hand in the affair of the world. David expressed these times in Psalm 97:5 and Psalm 2:1-9. We will not read it. We won't have a time, I believe, but we'll just say something. It says the Lord reigned from 1878 to the inauguration of kingdom. We remember, this is one point that brethren, some have a difficulty. They said there's no kingdom at all, no reign at all. It is not invitation of our or Pastor Russell. The Bible said clearly in Daniel 2:44, brethren, that in days of those kings, God will establish kingdom of heaven. What it will do? It says it will crush, it will ruin everything. And then it will stay. That is Bible. Clearly, I surprise wonder that somebody attempt to change it and so on and so on. That is clear statement. And that what is doing, it's going now. And the other prophecy attest the same thing. Prophecy, this one, Psalm 97:5, and it says further, cloud and darkness around him. What is cloud? It are perplexity, trouble. The millennium morning will be especially cloudy. Pastor Russell said, Reprint 10:73:5. Especially cloudy. Judgment. It is judgment of the nation. Worldly people. I heard Ukrainian program. Even there, they said, our nation is on trial. That's what I was surprised. And that was no pope, it was a secular man. It was worldly man. They foresee something. They had some trouble there and the other. He said, our nation is on trial now. And they admit themselves that something on trial, judgment. Fire, it says about fire. Mentioned, increased knowledge will swing to the opposite extreme of impropriety, bringing great trouble and anarchy. It destroys oppressive organization of church and state, liberating the people. Lightnings, diffusion of knowledge on many things now. Here and there, usually lightning we believe represent that. revealing this and this. We are in age of revealing everything, you know, in government, in society, in priest lately. I don't know, brethren in state, no, but in Canada, on Easter side, priest humiliating and engaged in sexual boy and so on. And this reveal. That is shame. But it is revealed. Everything is revealed now. Time of revealing. For what? For destroying. Putting away. It says, the earth saw it and trembled. Society and everything, it trembles. It is in scary position. They don't know what future brings. They say, oh, maybe another recession, and so on. They don't know, something happened, or there always something happened, or it will be, and it will be very, very bad. It's not necessary, but generally it goes down and down. And it says, the hills melted like wax, go down to the level of popular demand. As Pastor Russell said, some melted under fervent heat, while the other were carried forcibly to the midst of the sea. A Pastor Russell, this example is quite important. He said, England. England had a parliament for a long time. They had a king, but Queen King, but they don't influence very much the affair of England. Parliament does. And if some demand, they give up. And because of that, brethren, England been saved from terrible revolution. And the pastor also mentioned that. And Russia, there was no revolution in Russia yet. But Pastor Russell foresaw, and he said, with Russia will be different story, because the Russia Tsars, later he a little bit gave up, but usually he didn't want to give up. If something they demanded, he sent army and they beat them in Leningrad in 1905, and the other year he sent pogrom, they say, and they made pogrom on Jew too. They've been quite strict, and what happened? They paid for that. They paid. People, when people rebel, they give them the vengeance of the people. That's important too. In verse 6 of Psalm 46, David gives us a reason for all this great uprising of the people in the dawning portion of the millennium of these days. It is the Lord's utterance that melt this kingdom. Because in 6, it says, 46:6, the heathen reached, the kingdom were moved, and said, he uttered his voice, the earth melted. He uttered the voice of God in different voice, message, and sword, in different way. It's from God. God gives the knowledge to the people. We believe, we greatly believe, that knowledge through the Bible student, as those last member, starting from Pastor Russell, contributed greatly to the enlightenment of the people of the right too. It comes from the Bible mainly, as we said, but different sort they claim to, but the beginning actually is from the Bible, brethren. Beginning. It's God. Nevertheless, with all the attempts made by fallen men, human effort will never bring about the desired result of the kingdom. Dear brethren, we see it now, what's happening. Those who liberated themselves from capitalist yoke, communists said, that they don't want to live under capitalist yoke. They deliberated themselves. They did. They throw Tsarist government and the other. But what's happening now? They created a socialist government, and that socialist government became another oppressor. In some places, worse than it was before. And now people want to be liberated again. And we see it now in Russia, in China. That's exactly what Pastor Russell said. It has to be removed. Man is not able. The beautiful idea in Constitution, Communist Constitution is good Constitution, nice. But to execute that Constitution, people who are at the top, who don't believe in God, those who believe in God, still they have some scruple. But those who don't believe, brethren, they know. They are among them some people, I would say. They're not all beasts. They are. But they worth in that respect because they believe in the living now, what is now, and so on. There's no judgment for them. But it comes judgment. Judgment is coming. And that's what we exactly see it now. That another step to abolish those systems, because communist government, socialist government is no good for kingdom. It won't fit. The same American won't fit, even in this democracy. No government will fit. It has to be removed. In the way that sometimes we can foresee ourselves. I know myself because I was studying communist ideology. I was university, third year. So we had to study that ideology, really, because I supposed to teach that in high school. So, knowing all the situation, I didn't expect 2 years ago that change will come so fast. And there will be men in Russia who will foresee, he see that the system is no good, because all socialistic governments are behind in economy, they poor. Why should they?